Good afternoon, and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Ashwini, who's here to speak with us about the practice focus for 2017. Welcome, Ashwini.
Hey, Lakota.
Hey, thanks for
Wasn't that workshop fun?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. I know we say this just about every year, but I really think that was the best one ever. What a fun time.
It always is the best one ever, isn't it?
It always is, yeah, and it's always brand new.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about the practice focus for 2017. I think this is going to be the best year ever as well.
Mm-hmm. Best year yet.
Best year yet.
Another process that we do. Yes.
Yeah.
And what was your takeaway, Lakota? What did you appreciate the most about it? Or what did you see?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there was so much in it. In general, I just loved this. I love the Sangha participation. You know, there's the, mm-hmm. there's all the wonderful people in the room, and then there's all the, you know, far-flung Sangha tuned in, you know, and sending in their real-time you know, participation via email. It just, I don't know, I was projecting, just sensing this incredible love of practice and a willingness to show up and participate that just feels deeper than ever mm-hmm. before.
Mm-hmm. And that was such a theme, right? How participation is an act of joy.
Participation is an act of joy, absolutely. And another kind of phrase that had come up in that webcast, too, was wholesomeness and goodness, wholesome goodness. It just, like, mm-hmm. that participation in such a joyful process just feels so wholesome, so, like, just, it's pure goodness, you know? It just lights, mm-hmm. it lights me up through and through.
Yeah, I love that we looked at that arc of that workshop, first being that we relive the moments of our participation as a practice of the joy of participation. That was our sort of first look at the whole whole focus. And then we looked at how the identification with conditioned mind prevents us from looking at life from life's perspective, okay. and that the real focus of the year is to switch from the focus of the mind to the wisdom coming from the wisdom of life. And that focus of coming from the wisdom of life is the conditions are created by those wholesome acts, right? Every time we do something that is wholesome, it produces joy and becomes conducive to the energy of acting from life instead of acting from conditioned mind.
Yeah, as you were saying that, I was seeing that, you know, even just the act of switching the lens and looking at life through the eyes of love, through the eyes of life, is a wholesome mm-hmm. act that produces goodness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Wow. Yes. And so participation produces so much goodness because the ego does not want to participate. Uh-huh. And the act of saying yes is such a life act, life affirming, if you could say, act.
Yeah, a life-affirming act. Yeah. Yep. And it's like you don't have to take anyone's word for it, too. You can have your own experience. I know for me, just the act of saying yes, like right in this body, physically, you can feel the energy just rushing up. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
It truly is. And I actually, to sort of concretize the focus, if that's a word, mm-hmm. let's not use that word because we don't fix anything in our practice. I found this little passage that really articulates what we were looking at, and I was hoping that I could just read it out.
Please.
It says, reality is self-revealing when the ego is removed. How can that be accomplished? Because we did talk about that a little bit, that when conditioned mind drops, then what is so gets revealed. And that's what we're looking at, right? So when we switch, when we drop the barrier of the mind, then what is so is revealed, because the mind is the only thing that is what is not so. And the answer to that question was, there are several simple things First, accept the fact that the real you is not the mind or anything it believes in or feeds. Disengage by seeing that it is an impressive mechanism, but not your real self. Refer to the mind as an it instead of a me. And that is really the shift in Project Joy, isn't it? That we not just stop reporting what the voices are saying, but we stop identifying with the ego as that which I am. And that's the switch from the reporting from the sheath of the mind instead of the sheath of the wisdom. And that's the transcendent bliss that comes through when we can make that shift.
Wow. Wow. The transcendent bliss that comes through when we make that shift. And it sounds like just talking about basically disidentifying from that ego system, from conditioned mind, and I guess identifying, if you will, with life, with the heart. And then having that beautiful experience that we talk about sometimes of joy is what's left when you stop doing everything else. When I'm not engaged in that conversation in the head, there it is, just bubbling up.
Yes. When I'm not engaged in the conversation in the head, it's bubbling up. And that quote, that passage, so refers to what the practice is, right? I mean, so many of us continue to believe that ego is who I am, and that the focus for the year is to refer to that system as it, not me.
Yeah.
It's just so much. It's what we say that the spiritual practice can begin when the beating stops. That was our 2013 don't feel bad year, right? Uh-huh. 2016 is empty the teacup. Don't report stop listening to the voices in conditioned mind. And 2017 is the year of referring to ego as it, not me, and truly disidentifying from ownership of the ego system.
Oh, wow. I love it. Disidentifying from ownership of the ego eye system. It's not who I am. It's an it, and putting all the attention on life.
Yeah, and so to cultivate that practice of if I refer to myself or refer to the voices, or we really expand the awareness to determine whether or not we're speaking from the ego, about the ego, and we choose to be really careful about how we're speaking about it or from it.
Uh-huh.
And realize that we can only speak about it from awareness, and to shift that projection, own that projection from the perspective of awareness rather than the perspective of ego. And then we have a completely different experience of life.
Oh, wow. A completely different experience of life as we shift that perspective to not taking ownership of ego, not identifying with it, being conscious and aware of how we even talk about it, that it's not, you know, it's not my thoughts, it's it. And then
yes.
Move to life.
Yeah. It's truly having it's impersonal, and yet it's only the impersonal that makes all of it available. Because if it's mine or it's me or it's small in some way, in that it's limiting. But when I give up the I, or when we give up the I, it seems that all of what's available becomes available, and so counterintuitive to conditioned mind, because it so clings to, I have to fight for this little bit of life for me because that's all I've got.
Uh-huh.
But it's in surrendering that we have everything, and therefore love, all that wisdom, all that compassion that is experienced in the form that's being animated is only completely available if it's completely impersonal.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Yeah, when it's impersonal. And when I'm not taking the ego kind of drive personally, and then letting go of that ego clinging to what I want And in that letting go, it's there's this amazing experience of life opening up and then receiving all of the love, all of the compassion, wisdom, gratitude, abundance that the heart really desires is there in that letting go.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is one concrete practice I've been doing ever since I took precepts, which is everything that is that we want to within quotes, you know, that's karmic is ego, and everything that you give credit for is life. So nothing is personal, right? Everything that's not working that we believe is not working is in the realm of karma. The karmic system. Everything that's working and beautiful and everything else is life. And that's such a great way of not taking ownership for everything. I'm not going to take the blame, and I'm not going to take the credit.
Oh, I love it. What a wonderful practice and a way to not take anything personally. Not taking
that's right.
blame. You know, if something happens there, it's ego. And if there's something wonderful, not taking the praise, not taking the credit, handing it over to life. And right there, there doesn't need to be a somebody for any of it.
Right. That's Project Joy. That's our project, our undertaking, which is to experience the joy that we are by letting go whatever stands in the way. And the concrete practice of that we're going to focus on is to learn to train to not take ownership of ego as who and what I am.
Not taking ownership of ego as who and what I am. And I love what you said, that there's a concrete practice that we can turn the attention to, and there are steps we can take from, you know, identified with ego to freedom, to joy.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting year.
At the hour, was there anything else you'd like to add before we end?
No, it's going to be an exciting year, a year of learning, I think, and a year of tremendous transformation. So buckle up the seatbelt and get ready for the ride.
Hold on to your zafus.
Hold on to yourself.
All right. Well, thanks again so much, Ashwini, for being with us and talking with us about Project Joy. What a fun conversation.
Thanks a lot, Lakota.
Thanks. Take care. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michael, we'll turn it over to you and Sherry.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lakota, and thank you, Ashwini. Good afternoon, and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael. How's by you?
Great, great. How are you?
Good. I could just listen to those two go on about that all day and all night.
Yes, me too.
I'm telling you. You know, you just listen to that sort of stuff and just see the possibility and feel your heart open and everything expands and think, oh, I'm sure it is going to be a wonderful year, and it's such a wonderful now.
Yes. And so relaxing to know that the mind isn't it and not a me.
Yes, isn't that good?
Yeah.
So what does it want? What's it talking about? What is it going on about? What is it upset about? What is it worried about? What is it? Yeah, and I can just observe it, and you know, if it were on a television set, I wouldn't get upset about it. In fact, if it were somebody sitting at the table next to me in a restaurant, I wouldn't get upset about it. Right? It's only when I think it's happening to me. I'm going to get upset about it. So if we don't do that, then there we are. We're just freed up to live the life that we choose.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I jump into announcements here?
Oh, please.
Okay. In 2016, we practiced emptying the teacup and losing interest in the conversation in conditioned mind. Mm-hmm. In 2017, our year-long retreat will focus on choosing the unconditional and from a state of presence, projecting joy. The deadline to sign up is tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25, so don't delay.
And we hope to have the system up and running by then.
And a payment installment plan is being offered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So far, and we're having an immense amount of fun, and it's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we are canceling the February email class, Oh Happy Blessed, and there will be another blessed opportunity for an email class in the first quarter of this year. That's April 4th to April 28th.
Yeah, we just realized it's really too much. It's, you know, it's just unkind. even with something as joyful as practice, you just have too much of it. And people start feeling pulled in every direction and overwhelmed, and we just kind of chill a little bit and postpone it to the spring and more spacious. That's good.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And for practice opportunities, visit schedule.livingcompassion.org.
Yes, and I don't know where people are talking about this or how much people are talking about this, but at the video workshop, we had a chance to ogle the new website that just went up. And if people haven't done that, oh my goodness gracious, please do it. You know, I was stunned, and I can be stunned like this because I've got nothing to do with it. You know, these wonderful people, especially Bob and Winnie, are just working around the clock to make all of this stuff happen. And it is so beautiful. I thought, you know, a person, if they're feeling isolated, you know, they could just come home and sit down and start reading that website and have an amazing spiritual workshop. You can even go on there and listen to people demonstrating reflective listening. It's extraordinary. Yeah. It's astounding, isn't it?
It's
great. Beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it removes all barriers to awakening. To practice.
Precisely. Yeah. And you'll never be alone again. You know? And you don't have to avoid being alone, just listen to voices in your head. Right? You can just go in there. And I mean, there's all the recording and listening, all the Africa blogs. I mean, you can, you know, as you know, a person could read about the entire history of the Africa Project and get to know all those folks. It's just on and on and on, the extraordinary things that this practice is up to, you know, all over the place all the time. And plus it's beautiful. You know, it's easy to read. It's just so inviting. I was stunned when I saw it. So hope everybody visits. Sign up for a retreat. It's easy to find one for you.
Yes. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to talk with Sherry today, you can make a show by pressing *6 and then 1. And a 5-minute conversation on one topic is really helpful. And I think we're ready here, Sherry.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Next caller, you are now live on the air. And would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Laura calling from Hawaii.
Well, hello, Laura. How are you?
Hi, I'm happy to be on the show today.
Good.
And I loved that. I might misquote this, but I do not take the blame and I do not take the credit. Ego gets the blame, mm-hmm. and life gets the credit, because it just.
Mm-hmm.
It just cuts straight through the conversations that I've been having without even realizing.
Oh, very good.
Conversation.
Uh-huh.
And
say more.
Okay, so the content that I've really gotten caught up in that feels really, really real is pretty much constant pain for the last 2 months.
Mm.
And when I start to feel a little better, I get talked into starting to take on my regular activities, and then that pushes me right back into more intense pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the conversation just goes around in a circle. And yeah.
Which is the whole point, isn't it?
Exactly.
Just to drag us around the circle, drag us around the same old track. Yeah?
Oh, my gosh, I got a visual. Dragging my heels, but still going.
Yeah, yeah. And so what are you seeing about that?
Well, what I'm seeing is a couple of karmic patterns, and one is this kind of super independence or anti-dependence. So not asking for help until I'm absolutely desperate. And then the other thing that I'm seeing is, well, a couple more things. Pushing straight through, basically having a standard of this is how much I can take care of my body, and then I have to push through. So that's, I can really see egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate coming in there. And,
oh, yeah. Boy, that's a big one to see, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which fits into the third one, which is perfectionism.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's not, I would imagine, it's not clearly articulated for you. There's no contract drawn up about perfection. Like this is the standard, and as soon as you meet that, then you will have achieved perfection and we'll leave you alone, right? So it's a feeling our way along. And then the information we get is, oops, you just went over the cliff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to keep doing these behaviors in pursuit of perfection, and of course it's designed not to work. And then the reward is you're stuck once again in the same old conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had a dream the other night of going over a cliff.
my goodness!
You use that visual, yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. And so the beauty of it, as I know you know, which is why I can say this to you, is that what we are in your situation, it's such a perfect example, but it's going on for all of us all the time. So what you're being required to do is to be so present, so tuned in, so attentive, so conscious that you are able to see exactly what's going on in each and every moment. So you know exactly how far to push, when to move back, right? And what you're seeing in this process, I project, is that it is never the same in any moment.
Yes.
So it's not like you can be there, get that, and then be freed up to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? We have to be there in every moment, because in this moment, what you can do is not the same as what you can do in the previous or the next.
Which is the gift of the whole situation.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, those voices are just kicking and screaming as if they cared that you are in pain.
Yes.
When what they really care about is the possibility that they're getting increasingly nervous about, that you're actually going to do what's required to take care of the physical being, which is to be completely present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is, I love how you articulate that. It is so helpful.
Well, good. Good. Yeah. And of course, the beauty of it is, because my obsession in language. And I don't know, maybe it always has been. I just haven't heard myself saying it. But assisting, supporting everybody to get that this is a non-separate reality. It's a non-separate reality. So when you are present in the way we're describing, you will, of course, be present to the physical being. And you'll be present to everything else, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So it's not the same as you get so focused on a part of your body that hurts that everything else goes away. Because what we're learning to do in this non-separate reality is to put attention on awareness. All of it's happening in awareness. And if we keep practicing, which is what the voices in conditioned mind want us to do, let that attention just habitually be pulled from thing to 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 thing, all generating a conversation, basically the same conversation, over and over and over and over, right? Then, of course, we're stuck in a dualistic world of suffering. But when we train our attention to be on awareness, then we can feel everything expand, because awareness is the non-separate reality, right? It is another word for all that is. So as we attend to all that is, what's going on in your physical body is apparent, what's going on mentally, emotionally, what's going on around you, what's going on, eventually through the entire universe. Because it's a non-separate reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there aren't any of the barriers or limits that conditioned mind would like us to believe. There aren't.
Uh-huh.
They don't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. No either ors.
No either ors. Yeah. Yeah. Now that conditioned dualistic reality, in quotes, exists within awareness. But it's kind of like, putting your face up against a wall and thinking that that's the whole view.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Well, it is. It just opens everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much bigger. And that's the other thing. In the dualistic world of opposites, everything, it gets so small. As you say, it's either this or it's that. Do you do this or do you do that? Should you feel this way or should you feel that way? And in a non-separate reality, when the attention is on awareness, the possibilities are limitless.
Uh-huh.
And we can feel ourselves, if anybody's doing that along with me when I do it, I'm doing a little guided imagery here, right? And you can just feel yourself expand. You know,
yes.
Feel
yes.
The field
lighter,
of awareness expanding.
Yeah. Yeah, lighter, more spacious.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so interesting. And now we're curious. Now we're curious instead of, oh, God, I hope this ends soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Because one of the, the really strong beliefs was, if I were doing something different, this pain would not have lasted as long. And so I should, well, anyway, it doesn't matter what it is.
Well,
what it,
what I
it
should
did
figure
was,
out.
Yes, yes, because a perfect person would do that.
Yes, a perfect person would figure it out and would not be having this experience. And it's funny, isn't it? I mean, when we say it like that, it's oh my gosh. How could I possibly believe something so stupid? But
yes.
We do,
yes.
Because we are brainwashed into believing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it doesn't like us to do exactly what we're doing. it really doesn't like people to talk about this stuff, because then it gets outside our heads and into a place where we can step back and look at it and go, well, that's really stupid. Don't say anything. You can figure it out. Don't let people know.
Whatever you
don't let people know there's something
the
wrong with
show.
You. That's right. Don't talk to those people. They'll think poorly of you, and we don't want that.
Because we know the only one who's supposed to think poorly of us. Yes.
Right. It lives in our head.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Good afternoon to you, right? It's not good evening. It's good afternoon.
Yeah, it's mid-afternoon here. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Laura. And Sherry, we have another caller here.
Excellent.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Tasha. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can hear you well. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
There is what's that expression? Happy, blessed opportunity.
Happy, blessed opportunity. Yes.
Yes.
You're having one of those?
Yes. And it's I have experience that I'm equal. You know, I don't have like, oh my God, what is happening to me? It's just when I'm here and I'm present and things happening, I attend to them, and it's not a big deal. It's just something that requires attention and requires some time, and I go there, and there is no drama.
Uh-huh. Which makes it a happy, blessed opportunity, doesn't it?
Exactly, yes. And after I'm done with that, and there is no problem. It just needed some time, and I was available. I attend to it, and it's done. I find myself amazed, like, wow, this is really simple and supposed to be big and scary. And now I'm done with it, and conditioning wants to, like tries to reel me into like a drama. Oh my God, what if, you know, that could have been, and I'm like, wow, that's I'm right here. There is no drama. It's amazingly for me that it just took a short time, kind of to attend, and you know, like I have the whole rest of my life for everything else. It's just.
I love it, Pasha. It's really true. Drama just takes up so much time and space, doesn't it?
Yes. And I get so much freedom and space, and you know, when I don't go with it, and I'm here happy. Happy is not defined by the drama, and it's not tainted by opportunities. It's just here, and I can be here. You know, this is where I live, and this is where I want to live, and and I'm back here, and it's done, and it's amazing, and
Yes, exactly. And what's so fun for me about that is, of course, what I'm projecting onto it, because I think that's what you're saying. at another time in your life, it would have been a big drama. You would have had to dread it.
Yeah.
You would have had to hear conversations about how awful this is, how awful this is going to be. Oh, my gosh. What, you know, and then and you have to be in fear, right, and inadequacy and all of those kinds of things. And then it builds up to it, which you have to have a lot of that. And then finally you do it and probably get some sort of feeling like, you big baby, what were you making such a big deal of? There was really nothing to that, right? Or maybe you should have done it better, could have done it better, something could have been different about that. You know, we get that one too. But instead, because my obsession, this is a non-separate reality, right? There is not a parallel universe in which different things are happening from the things that are happening. So this is all there is. That's it. This is it. And you're here for it, and it's your life. And so you actually get to enjoy all of the things that are happening in your life.
Yes, exactly. It feels like freedom. And the old story was also, oh my God, there could have been like big deal and tragedy. Now you deserve a drink. You know,
have a martini. Have a vodka, right? Sorry, I lost my head for a minute there, Pasha.
I have practice on a schedule. I have a yoga class on a schedule, and my life is fine, and it continues and is going on, and I feel grateful. I feel grateful for practice. I'm in this kind of new land where it's unusual, but it's happy. It's full of gratitude also it's not a big deal. I'm ready for the next thing that is happening right here. I'm attending to it, and it's not in my experience those things that's happening here, they're not a big deal drummers. I don't know how to describe it. So it's manageable. My life is manageable, and I'm equal to it, and I'm doing just fine. Wow.
Yes, and you're having a good time.
Yes, and I'm having a good time. I'm happy. I'm grateful, and it's a miracle to be here.
Yes, it is. It is. I hear you. And you know, it's a funny thing. So. Most people, I think, I mean, not everybody, obviously, but an awful lot of people would say they'd like to have an interesting life. You know, they'd like to have an exciting life. They'd like to have, you know, passion and purpose and all of those kinds of energetic sort of things, right? And then those same people go through life with their heels dug in saying, I hope nothing happens, I hope nothing happens, I hope nothing happens. Right? Which is, of course, a terrible way to live. It's not fun or energizing or exciting. And with what you're describing, it's just simply saying to life, okay, whatever. Right?
Yes,
whatever. I'm ready for any
gift, anything.
Anything that you want to send my way, because I know it's all for me. I know there's good things in it. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. And let's do this thing. And as you say, you're happy, you're relaxed, you're grateful, you're having fun.
Yeah.
A wonderful life.
And while it was happening, while I was in the middle, I caught myself, I'm here, I'm present, and what dropped in is that it's one workshop you said that, well, when I'm not happy, I'm not present or something, you know. So
that's it.
So I was here, I was present, and I remember that saying, and it just like took a split second of attention. Where's the happiness? And it's boom, it's right there, and I'm happy. And once I kind of moved in there, you know, there is no problem at all. It's all that happy, blessed opportunity. It's we could be grateful for all of that. We don't need to go and pick and select and choose. And
yes,
it's, and
exactly.
It's relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So
thank you, Pasha. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You,
I know a lot of people have trouble with this conversation that we're having. and hopefully they'll ask us about it because it's a really good thing to have, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jeev Gashol.
Thank you, Pasha.
Thanks for joining us, Pasha. Sherry, I had the sense from that conversation that everything is happening within a big container of acceptance.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is I'm working on a blog about this because, you know, there's so much. People have so much difficulty, and it's not an accident that people have so much difficulty. Again, we are brainwashed into this kind of difficulty. The dualistic idea that there are good things and bad things, and we have to pursue the good things and we have to resist the bad things. We have to love the good things and hate the bad things, which is all true in a dualistic orientation. But that dualistic orientation comes in a much larger container, right? And that container we call all it is, or life, or that which animates, or God, or however you want to talk about it. And so as we move out of that dualistic orientation, we step back into life. Now we're where Pasha is talking about being, where we understand that it's not about meeting ego standards of how it should be. It's being with life as life is. That's where the joy is.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's big.
Yeah.
It is big. And spirituality is big. I think at the video workshop I was talking about, you know, Jesus didn't say if somebody smacks you, turn around and take them out. You know, he said, turn the other cheek. And we're conditioned to just go right past that, right? Rather than saying, wait a minute, you know, this is one of the greatest, or whoever you think he is or was, you know, this is certainly one of the greatest spiritual influences in the history of humanity. So it probably just wasn't an off-the-cuff comment.
Yes.
So what did he mean? How is that possible? What? How do you get there? How do you do that? Those are the kinds of questions we want to be asking as spiritual students.
Yes, and it seems that our practice is really helpful in that regard in giving us specific answers and directions to move in.
Yeah, places to look, right? Things to try.
Exactly.
How about this? You know, how about look at that? And what if you were to approach it this way? And how about take a look at that? Yeah, that's what practice does for us. And then we get to practice until we have our own direct experience of what these folks are pointing at. Because the thing that we can know, if there's an ounce of humility in us, is that they must know something we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah?
yes.
Truly. It doesn't take a whole lot of humility to say, maybe the Buddha was having an experience that I haven't yet had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that humility is critical in order to be open to have that experience.
Yes, exactly so. Without it, we won't. We'll just stay listening to conditioned mind argue about, well, but what about?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll stay in, I know.
I know. Mm-hmm. Or that's wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or I know that's wrong. They go together nicely. do we have somebody else there? Or are we going to hear from somebody? I just keep nattering on here.
We are going to hear from our sponsor, Sherry, and then we'll be back to talk with more callers.
All right. Oh, good. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
What if you lived with your soul as your pilot? What skies would you fly? How wide would you?
This great song by Trish Bruxford Culligan invites us to give voice to our hearts. Simply Celebrate offers you a variety of ways to express your heart, and one of those is by celebrating the people you love. Our one-of-a-kind customized celebration books are like magic mirrors that reflect all of the laughter, adventures, and delight that friends and family share. Clients tell us that this is the best gift ever. Give voice to your heart and give a gift of love that lasts a lifetime. Visit simplycelebrate.net and turn ordinary days into an extraordinary life.
Welcome back to Open Air. And Sherry, we have another caller here.
Oh, good.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, goody. It's Janice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I can hardly contain myself. I just love shows. I can hardly contain myself. Oh, it's amazing. I had this funny experience. I want to just say thank you too for now. We have 365 days of fun.
Yes, we do.
It's great, and I, you know, with so much compassion for those folks dealing with the technology and the platform, and my goodness, I can, I'm just going to show up with them and keep hanging in there and sending them such gratitude.
Because it's going to happen, isn't it? It's going to happen,
and we're just
going to be patient. We're learning patience. That's the gift that we're experiencing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, never giving up. And I just wanted, there's just something, you know, we don't have TV, so I was talking to a yoga teacher the other day who was telling me about something, and I said, well, you know, I don't have TV. And, you know, it was sort of like, oh, this blank. And it was kind of like, well
what planet are you on?
What do you do? And I was thinking, well, I don't know, isn't there like this show called like All the Days of Your Life or something like that? But like, is it like it's the days of my life? I get up, I listen to this radio show, participate in all these practice things, and then in the evening we sit around and we're listening to Alan Watts because we bought a set of CDs. And I thought, oh, I've got a new name for it, Sherry. I have to tell you, it's called The Non-Separate Reality Show.
The Non-Separate Reality Show.
Yeah, I think people watch reality shows.
yes, we're going to do the Non-Separate Reality Show. Oh, that's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just have to say all the things, because I've been participating with, well, you know, of course, the usual reflective listening buddies and stuff, but I call it the bridge from the what we were doing with the seeing with the eyes of compassion, and then able to sign up for group coaching. So that's wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that has just taken care of getting rid of gaps in practice.
Yes, exactly so. And I have the same experience, and what's so amazing about it is that I don't have enough hours in the day to be doing all of the practice things that I would like to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear people say that they get bored. And I just think, how is that possible? There's just so much. And when the so much that we're participating in lights us up.
Yes.
I lit up all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what the content is.
No.
I'm just in the process.
As long as it's for the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another circumstance was that at the senior center, they have some college students that are practicing something. I think it's like integral energy healing or something. And so I signed up for 6 sessions, and it's a really minimal fee. And I was there today, and somebody was sort of taking a little, like, where are you at now? How relaxed are you right now? And, you know, so I kind of said, oh, that's so interesting, because then I have to kind of evaluate
how relaxed I am.
Yeah. And what's kind of going on for your life? And I said, oh, I guess it would actually, you know, if I had to think about it, it would, like, 1 to 10, it would probably be, like, you know, like, not, if I had to think what's going on in my life, it's kind of like a 9 or 10 right now. There's a whole new issue of health with my partner, and here we go again, but it's one step at a time. And I said, but in reality, I'm very relaxed, because I can't do anything more at this moment. And when whatever it is happens, then, you know, it'll be revealed. We're just doing the same one step at a time.
Yes. So it's, I know people get tired of hearing me say the same thing over and over and over, but they don't need to, actually. You can just go to the same places over and over and over. But I've definitely been on a, Jesus has been close lately. Because my favorite quotes keep coming up. You know, when the time comes, what you need will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you're saying. Why think about it or worry about it? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to be required. So when the time comes, what we need will be given to us. And then we'll be there for that. And if it's a health issue, whatever it is, but especially with a health issue, what we know is stress is not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be as relaxed as we can possibly be as we take each of these steps, that's the very best we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah, and I think that's the big container of acceptance that was pointed out.
Yes, because this is for you and your partner, you know, these are our lives. This is my that favorite poem of mine that I can almost remember sometimes about, you know, this is your time, this is your land, this is your, you know, this is it. This is when you're here. The two of you are here. You're doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what, you know, the conditioned mind would have us do is miss it, because we're off somewhere in a conversation that's not about us here now living our lives, but is in the future somewhere, or off doing God knows what. And when we realize, no, this is our time, our pleasure. That's the other one. This is our time, our land, our pleasure. And so to treasure to every second that you have together, whatever that is.
Yeah,
because we don't know. We don't know for any of us how long it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so why waste our time and energy worrying when we can spend it loving?
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, I overheard a conversation. I was somewhere the other day, and it's like it was right there in my earshot, but it was just somebody saying, oh, you know, I just can't entertain anymore because my husband died, and I tried to entertain after, and I realized how much I missed him and what a big help he was, but I didn't realize it at the time. And I thought, ooh, holy mackerel, I was, you know, like,
I'm going to go home and say thank you.
Yes, I did. And we were sitting down to listen to Ellen Watts after the webinar that evening, Saturday night. That was our Saturday night. Listened to a little bit of Ellen Watts, and I turned to him and I said, you know, Ashwini had this wonderful quote about how life is gorgeous. Life is gorgeous, and it was Ellen Watts saying, "Wowee!" And then we sort of play. Well, which one were we at? Oh, yeah, we're at, you know, track four, and all of a sudden he says this thing, and we just looked at each other and burst out laughing. It's so perfect.
It's all so perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
When we're here for it, it's so
when
perfect.
We're here. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Thank you for everything. Thanks for the radio show
and all
the practice. Thank you, Sangha.
thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone, and everything.
Yeah,
and thank you, Janice.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Janice. And Sherry, I never get tired of you repeating yourself, so
no. It's a good thing. What are we, 13 years into this, Michael? If you got tired of it, it would be just be sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, as you know, it's a practice of repetition and bringing beginner's mind to every moment. That's the only way I'm going to learn. So
yes, it's true. It's really true. It's new in every moment when we're here. You know, every moment we hear something like that, we go. It's what we were talking about earlier. You know, you go to the experience. When the time comes, what you need will be given to you. I mean, that is. If we are present to that and take that in, that says everything about everything.
Yes.
It explains the entire universe. That one little line. And so, you know, in the beginning we go, I don't know what that means. and then we go along and, you know, we keep hearing it. And it's not changing, right? That line is not changing. But we're changing. Our practice is changing. It's deepening. We're being more present. Things are coming together. It's all clear. And then every time it means something different to us.
Yes. I always relax when I hear that line. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. We are in the, we're in the only hands that are. We can describe them as loving or safe or whatever it is, but they are the hands.
Yes. Yes. Great. And we have another call here.
Oh, good.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Michael. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. And by the way, I thought for many years, as many times as you said that thing about, you know, saying the same thing over and over again, I really think you find so many ways to say things in all kinds of different ways. So I just want to throw that out there, too.
Well, thank you. Interspersed with these perennial favorites of mine. So good. Well, thank you. Thank you. I do hear with regularity from people, I will say, I hear from regularity. With regularity, they kind of look at me with wonder and say, how do you keep saying the same thing over and over, year after year? It's not my experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, that's just what you and Michael were talking about, right? It's not saying the same thing over and over again, even if it happened to be the same words in some instances.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Right? Yeah.
It's absolutely true. Because this is another one of those, like, this is a non-separate reality that is just so difficult for us to grok. But nothing in the universe is the same in every split second, smallest measurement that we can come up with. It's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be the same thing. But if we're not paying close attention, then it seems like the same to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's when we're not paying attention to life. We're paying attention to a story about life, yes, and thinking that's life. And
that's
the story,
right. And
the
story
is
never
the
changes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just the players in the story, maybe, but the form of the story is always the same. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because so many people are living in a story of the past. Right? Mm-hmm. This is who I am. This is how I am. This is how life is. And that story never changes. So it seems mm-hmm. as if nothing changes.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. That expression, same old, same old.
Yeah, been there, done that. Well, actually, no.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I've been really impressed tonight about the, it seems like in all the, you know, in all the conversations, there's been, at least to me, it seems like there's this thread of happy, blessed opportunity, maybe it's one way to express it, you know, some kind of challenge that certainly ego would say is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the level, I mean, to me, the projection onto people that the level of practice that's going on to be able to see it with such disidentification, you know, with such being able to either be grateful for it or at least to be able to step back from it in a place of not needing to be afraid, but being able to say yes to it or to accept it. And to me, I just think that's so extraordinary. And I was just really hearing that tonight. And it's really, it's really good to be reminded that place is available.
Yes. And that it's not just that people are having an easy time of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can be so in such a state of equanimity, right? Well,
right.
Because they're in a really good patch. And that's not true. And a lot of times people will be coming from that perspective of acceptance and realize within that, and, you know, I'm not having that much fun right now. You know, this is really hard. I'm having a difficult time accepting this. I'm really sad, or whatever it is that's going on. And they are having whatever experience they're having, and within a realization that they are in that larger container.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm not having the experience right now, but I know the experience exists, and I know that all that's going on is I'm not having it, rather than it. What's going on with me now negates that larger perspective. You know, there's a level of problem or troubles or whatever it is that is outside the container that says, but then you can't live in equanimity. You can't be in acceptance. You can't embrace this in compassion. It's too big. It's too awful. It's too whatever. And so when we get to the point of realizing that's the story and all that's going on with me is I'm not in that place of equanimity right now.
Boy, that's really good. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about that is it lets this person off the hook in the sense that I don't have to think, oh, I'm not doing practice right, or like the story would be, or not up to the level of those people, or whatever it is. It brings me right back to that. The acceptance of whatever is presenting itself, whatever is presenting in the moment. So, you know, the all of it that is presenting in the moment, including the non-acceptance or the fear or the whatever, and all of that, whatever is here is okay, and it doesn't mean anything about me or anybody. It's just what's here in this moment. This is the experience in this moment.
Yes, and that experience in this moment does not negate the bliss that the Buddha taught is possible for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just took my first math class, and people are talking to me about advanced calculus.
Mm.
Well, that's kind of overwhelming. And if I wanted to, I could listen to voices beat me up for where I am and what I'm seeing and how I'm feeling and the experience that I'm having, or I could realize there are steps between my first math class and advanced calculus.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep quoting this. It's back to Scott talking about learning about the photovoltaic system. You know, and the voices say, well, but you don't know anything about that. But you can't do that. That's not, you know, blah, 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 the kinds of things the voices always say. And the attitude of, yeah, I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm learning. And awareness practice is no different, right? This is where I am now. This is what I'm seeing. And again, the humility to say these people, many of whom, you know, are quoted with great regularity, are probably had an experience or are having an experience that I'm not currently having. That's all that's going on. Okay, I just hit algebra, and they're advanced calculus. That's okay. All that says is advanced calculus exists, and people can do it. Therefore, I can do. Can I do it now? No. But if I keep practicing, if I keep showing up, if I keep learning, then one day I will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the meantime, the acceptance that is here, when acceptance is here, kind of the experience of acceptance, is that experience of bliss. It is that experience of love. It is that experience of all of that in the midst of the difficulty.
Yes.
That. So.
Both are true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's, as Laura said, it's not either or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Both are true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know. It's being wherever we are, you know, wherever we are in this moment, and you know, just making peace with that, and
making peace with that, and knowing that this is temporary.
Mm.
Right, this is temporary. So you know, I'm on my way. I'm the, you know, that one that I like to quote, climb Mount Fuji, O snail, but slowly, slowly. Okay, so of course it's a snail climbing Mount Fuji. It's not going to be a fast trip.
Right.
It might be a very fast trip for the snail, but for us it doesn't look like it's a very fast trip. But the point to me, if we were going to make a point out of that, which we don't need to, but if we wanted to, the idea is you're climbing Mount Fuji.
Mm.
Right? And and you're climbing at the pace you're climbing it. You don't need to be beaten into trying to climb it faster, but it's because somebody says, but you're going so slowly, why don't you quit? No. I'm climbing Mount Fuji, and this is the pace I'm going. If someday I can go faster, I'll go faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option.
But right now, I know this is the best I can do.
Yeah,
I'm not listening to any voices say, no, you could do better. No, voices. If you can go faster, you go faster. This is the pace I'm going. And happily.
Yeah. Right, because all those comparisons, stories, taking it personally, beatings, all of that is just to make it harder, throw me off the scent,
yep.
You know, try to get me to quit,
right.
Whatever.
Take your energy.
All
of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Well,
good to see, isn't it?
It is. It is good to see, and it's really good to hear, you know, that I just to have that emphasized a few times that you did in this conversation that, yes, this is where I am now, and that's beautiful, that's wonderful, and that's temporary, that, you know, that, you know, as a practitioner keeps showing up, you know, we do get to see, you know, whatever, those places that seem inaccessible now.
That's right. So. And the proof of that, the way we can know it is, you're not where you were last year. You're not where you were 5 years ago. You're not where you were 10 years ago. A completely different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how
that's
we
really
know.
Point.
We're climbing Mount Fuji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Good night. Thanks for joining us, Jeff and Sherry. We have an awe-inspiring group of practitioners. It's amazing.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Are we lucky?
Yeah.
Are we among the most blessed people on the planet?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We are. Yeah. I feel like I'm being pulled right along by everyone else's practice.
We can all just draft. I don't know who's in the lead, yeah. But we're all just drafting, and it's a great ride.
It is a great ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for tonight. I love
it.
Oh,
thank you, Michael. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.